Pilgrimage and group practice both have a lot to do with a very important idea of sacred space. Sacred space is a really vast subject, and it's a subject that we explored in great detail in our December live stream for mission members that many of you may have seen, or if not, please consider going on to the Wisdom Library and checking that out. And it's a subject that goes to the very heart of spirituality, of the yoga tradition, but also is very practical. In a very essential way, sacred space is a time and place that is laden with spiritual vibrancy. It's an experience that many of us might have had, but often we're not sure how to understand what we're feeling. Being in the presence of sacred space touches us somewhere deep inside. It brings about a potent inward awareness. A sacred space is a space that's saturated with an experience of stillness, of peace, of complete self-acceptance. So it's a living reality. And this idea of sacred space is at the very heart of spirituality. It's an idea which is very precious in the yoga tradition. And in many ways, it embodies an experience that all of us are seeking. I said that sacred space is a unique time and place, and that's what gives it a little bit of an external reference point. And a sacred space where an intense spiritual practice has been undertaken is known as a shrine. The shrine lives within this sacred space. And when we're going to experience a shrine, the sacred space really is the essence of what we're experiencing. One of the most important roles of a spiritual tradition is to maintain and steward sacred space and shrines. And our quest to experience a shrine is a very important part of our spiritual journey. And the transformational potential of a shrine is immense. And that's one of the things that we'll talk a lot about today. Because once the experience of a shrine really touches us deep inside, it's a memory, it's an experience that continues to have a ripple effect for days, weeks, months, and years to come. And that's why understanding and experiencing sacred space and shrine is so powerful and something truly to aspire for. It's extraordinary in that Allahabad is the quintessential definition of a shrine in the yoga tradition. In fact, its very name, the ancient name of Allahabad, was known as Tirtharaja, Lord of the Shrines, or Prayagaraja, Lord of the Confluences. So in the yoga tradition, this city of Tirtharaja, Prayagaraja, embodied the essence of what a shrine was all about. We'll talk about why this is the case, and that's really important to know what makes a shrine a shrine. One of the most important aspects of Allahabad as a shrine is that it is the confluence of three sacred rivers, the Ganga, Yamuna, and the invisible or mystical Saraswati River. These three rivers are said to be bodies of divinity in and of themselves, that they're the locus or they're the anchor for a tremendous amount of spiritual vibrancy. And the intersection of these three rivers at a place known as Sangam, the confluence, in Allahabad becomes the epicenter for Allahabad being a shrine. And it's amazing because this idea of the Sangam being the center point also helps us to understand one more very important thing about a shrine. That a shrine isn't necessarily just one point, but rather it's a field of experience. It's a space. And in the case of Allahabad, Sangam is that very tangible reference point where these three rivers intersect. But the whole region around the Sangam, for several miles, is known as the shrine. And that in that whole space, there are hundreds and hundreds of specific points which today are recognized as shrines, either because there's some kind of external temple or location or tree. But the whole space is considered a sacred space. And it's almost like that Sangam is the epicenter. It's a fountain of vitality, a fountain of experience that spills and washes over this whole area. And the Ganga the river that emerges after these three rivers join together is known as the Ganga. And the Ganga in the yogic tradition is a very amazing sacred river. It's said to be a liquid body of divinity that hundreds and hundreds of great masters, great seekers, great adepts undertook their spiritual practice on the banks of the Ganga, both upstream from where Allahabad is, in Allahabad, and then further downstream. And that the fruits of their spiritual practice, the shakti, the power of their practice, after these yogis left their body, often was merged into the river. There's a very beautiful idea of sharing or sacrificing the fruits of your effort, the fruits of your spiritual practice to a greater good. But to give something, you need the right conduit. And the Ganga is a conduit for this form of sharing of spiritual virtue. These great masters offered their love, their devotion, and the fruit of their spiritual practice into the river and asked the river to share this experience with all of those who come and who spend their time on the banks of the river or in the river. And it's a very beautiful analogy because a river continuously flows and gives life-giving nurturance. And so it's both a literal meaning that the river gives life, and there's also a much deeper spiritual meaning that the Ganga is the giver of life. So this Ganga is the heart and soul of Allahabad. And the entire sacred space of Allahabad is anchored around this unique confluence of three rivers. That's why this place became the lord of the shrines, Tirtharaja, and was the location for countless spiritual group practices known as yajñas over the last several thousand years. So Allahabad is a beautiful example of what a shrine embodies, the spirit of giving and the spirit of intense spiritual practice, both personal and group practice for the benefit of humanity.